Though I have to say, later in life, I'm starting to think that Mistmate Luke is actually not very good.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's something about the fact that he is not really a rapper or anything in time.
He's toasting like the great Jamaican toasters of yore.
I do love a good Jamaican toaster. Yeah, you may have turned me around on this.
Yeah.
I may be back. Alright, I'm back. I mean, all it really would have taken was me listening to his rambling about ho-ass kid and whack-ass play or whatever.
Yeah.
And I probably would have been back on
board. Yeah, I mean, he has things to say about kid and play.
Yeah.
Relevant and important. Even today.
Especially today. He run for, like, government office or something in Florida.
He ran for mayor of Miami.
Nah.
Somehow didn't get elected. I don't know.
Shocking. I mean, he's already the embed town, so I don't understand why they would just make it official.
Yeah. He was, like, coaching youth football, too. In addition to his radio show.
Why would you let your children around Uncle Luke? Why
I think
would
that
you do
eventually,
that?
Eventually that became something, a sticking point for... Some people are like, why would you listen to him? He has wisdom to impart on the youth.
I guess.
This song is particularly notable because he just yes some other Drew and Luke songs away.
It's an elaborate commentary on the natural repetitiveness of popular music. Mm-hmm. The idea that all ideas have already been conceived. Same thing for a turn.
Chakras aligned.
Yeah. I guess doing a new album, or is that all lies?
I don't know. It's like it's always like talk about it.
Yeah. I don't know what
that album just got so far out there.
Yeah. Did that Jimi Hendrix movie he did ever come out?
Yeah.
I remember he was filming it, but I don't remember what became of it. I watched shot it for the SmackDown taping.
That makes sense.
So yeah, it was a live crowd. It was an hour long. None of the matches were very long. They did a lot of interview segments in between to kind of fill things out. It was fun. Like the Neville Barrett match was really good. Everything around was kind of lame. It definitely felt like a test market run versus like a show.
Right. I tried the PC version of
2K?
Of 2K15.
How was it?
Broken.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't know, I only played one match, and the AI just got out of the ring and started kind of hiding behind the announce table, and eventually just got counted out.
Huh, alright.
Like, just kind of walked into the corner and kept walking into the corner.
I wonder who... Eternal, like, did they make it? Was there another developer on the, like, splash screen?
This is 2K and Yuke's.
Alright.
Promotion developer. And then, so after the match, it does some kind of... I don't know if it's supposed to be a moving replay or static images.
Yeah.
But in those, I was owed, like, me holding my body in the center of the ring. There were no ropes on the ring. And the crowd was all standing up in a T-pose. With all their arms out, which is the best one. Like, the whole crowd was all standing up like that. And then that was, and they had like three separate images from three different angles, but it was all the same level of broken. It's kind of amazing. Oh, I should probably play a second match to see if that just happens every time, but fuck.
Yeah, I had not.
A great way to kick off the.
Yeah, I had not looked to see how that thing was working yet, but that is not an interesting sign.
Someone on Twitter told me that they asked for a review copy of that game, and we're told we're not doing a review program for this release. I don't know what that even means, but...
I think it literally means they just didn't even generate for that stuff. They were just like, nope. Oh, that's incredibly disappointing.
Is it?
I mean, something's disappointing. Was I was kind of hopeful that once modders got their hands on that game, weird, cool shit would come out of it. But if the game's just, like, irreparably broken, no one's going to bother.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, they went so long not even really acknowledging they were making a PC version that...
Yeah.
I feel like they knew that that thing was just going to come out as a trash fire.
Weird, because I mean, like, they announced that back when they were putting out all the versions of the game, they said PC.
They did, but they always kept saying, like, it was just like, you know, coming to Xbox 360, Xbox One, blah, 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 and PC.
Right.
Like, it was very muted response to that. Satellite radio. I was like, they're playing Barcelona on satellite radio?
Surprised me that much. Yeah.
Like, stations I've heard on these things, like, usually they don't go that deep.
Yeah, they have one that is, like, very much not deep, and there's one that is, like, literally one of the shows is fucking people who run music blogs playing stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's really good, because it sounds like they recorded just yelling into a laptop somewhere. Or not yelling, like they all have like zero personality. So
right.
It's like, here's the next song, and here, listen.
So like every internet radio game.
Yeah, just a shoutcast.
Despite being just, like, the nerdiest guy on the planet, for some reason has one long coke nail, and it kind of weirds me out. I don't know. I have no idea. But he had it the last time I saw it, and I kept asking, like, why does he have that? Why is that one nail long? And she can answer.
I got high hopes for you.
fucking with the kid and pray for you, nigga.
Sure.
Reporting on arrests.
Have you figured out why we're these angles?
Fights. And celebrity meltdowns.
Oh, thank God. I love celebrity meltdowns.
It's the celebrity wire.
Something that keeps me going anymore.
Diane Sawyer interview that for over 60 years he felt like he wasn't fully expressing his true self, and it really doesn't have to do with the pronoun his. He has a female soul. So now, you know, in these coming days, everybody wants a hand in that big makeover of his. And NeNe Leakes, she wants to be at the front of that line, dressing up Jenner.
Oh, I bet.
You go, honey. You do your dog thing. You go get your nails done, get your weed put in, and you just be fabulous. You just go right on. Be fabulous, honey. I'm all for it. I've been that bumping to him. We're going to have a cocktail.
She's not any shorter, though. You can see that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing, man. I'm just really curious. This is such a new topic of discussion for any of us.
Yeah.
And so, be it that we may not fully understand it, I'm the type of person that's open-minded. I want to hear what's behind it. I want to learn from it. See what we can learn from it.
Maybe that's what his reality show
is going to be about.
I think it's like 9 episodes or something.
Yeah, and money.
Yeah,
it's about that and money.
You can get money from being yourself. Get money by being yourself.
I can do it all the time. I was on the fire. Guess who I played? I gave Bruce's, his inspiration.
There you go.
I'm Bruce Jenner's inspiration. Have to be.
So for all, how old is Bruce Jenner? Like 63 or 64?
So for 60 years,
that's what he said.
He didn't know how to
come out and say it. Yeah. Told a couple of the wives. You know, he told his sister she couldn't share it with no one.
But he accepted the body that he was blessed with. That's why he took it to the limit more than any other male body in America.
Nice Jenner boy.
Got to go at first.
Discussion
mm-hmm.
world with Khalifa
hearing a lot from his ex Amber Rose. Yesterday we learned that she might be dating Machine Gun Kelly, which is a little peculiar. One, because Wiz and MGK, they've done music together. Also, she just put on her, that her heart is still all swollen over Wiz. So I don't know what's going on with her, but according to Wiz, it's been a lot with him just trying to get through all of his drama, and he put it on wax. He hopped on Rico Love's Somebody Else remix, and he was really transparent.
And all I had it, all the magic I could imagine, and it all went tragic. Automatically, I'm the bad one, only doing us. Gave you everything, a kid, a house, and a wedding.
Are these the sorts of topics that you discuss with Sway when he works? Were you ever in the same?
Yeah, he came by when I would sit in Mariana's office. He came by a couple of times. Like, he would just wander around the building occasionally and just, like, say to people. No, mostly he and Ariana would just talk about internal MTV stuff going on.
That sounds great.
That sounds nice.
I mean, even though he's talking about tragedy in his love life,
tragedy turned into poetry.
He was very nice.
We like that?
Yeah.
It's honesty. I would like to hear that from Wiz. He's made every blunt record already.
Exactly.
Talking about she's not sitting next to him on the plane, and you know he was the head nigga in first class. Only nigga in first class. Yeah, yeah. Remember the album.
That's a good connection, though.
Now he really is going to be the only one because she's not going to be there with him.
Damn. All right, one more quick story. Scottie Pippen, legendary basketball player.
Finally, the latest Scottie Pippen news.
I never thought I would see his name popping up in a Celebrity Wire report, but here he is, and it's because of his 20-year-old daughter, Sierra Pippen.
Oh, this story's great.
She was having a little bit too much fun over the weekend to the point where she stumbled into a hotel lobby. She pulled down her pants, and she took a whiz. Right there, she got arrested for public intoxication, public urination.
Pippin be peeing, yo.
Her dad had to come and bail her ass out.
Scotty had to come and bail her out?
Pippin!
It's being said that he kind of got into a little of a scuffle of security, too.
The words take a whiz in a good long time.
Yeah. Into the lobby, which means she was outside.
This is edgy shit. This is satellite radio.
Never had a buzz.
Out there, you know.
Right? There's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing.
You've got to take that on the chin. Mm-hmm. Not her fault.
How to piss in public. Correct.
Teach her to piss in public. Thank you, Tracy. Yeah.
Anytime, you know.
You guys want to reach Tracy?
Yeah, do it. do it on.
For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear I'll be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough. I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this shit, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up here blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel
my
blessed.
My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Always down for the cost, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on overtime. Yeah, I'm that invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals, man, it's manifested. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Try and blow my cake, just know that's it. The stakes in life ever is only lessons. Shit feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. I'm way up, I feel blessed. I'm way up, I feel blessed.
The truth, keep niggas traumatized. They trying to compromise my connoisseurs. So I Snapchat that whole shit. Tryna see titties, tryna show dick. And I swear to God, I hope they post it. I'm blessed. Even though I just land with lawsuits like Cardo. C-3PO's like Star Wars. They want me by the road holding up cardboard. So I go extra hard on the hard floor. Right now,
I'm Kanye West sends right after that, nigga, dick pics at the rate he seems to claim as he's rapping about them. Like multiple songs where he's
Eric Watkins, you got Michael Trinker.
Talked about it.
Russell Bryant.
I don't know, man. Why would you front about that?
He's checked in on Twitter.
Why would you present yourself as sending a greater volume of dick pics than you really do?
Later on tonight, we have Mr. Hood Rich Radio DJ Screen Sim.
I mean, I understand that, you know, a certain amount of embellishment is required.
Check that out at 6
but I don't know. I just don't think that's something to play around with. I think dick pic accuracy is vital. So I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt on this one.
Subscribe to Renata Romaine TV. He tells us the real reason why Floyd Mayweather is so hated. Do you agree with them? Renata Romaine TV.
Mike, Bands make her dance. Bands make her dance.
Now, what else of the skill gets down? For the flex, next, is the textbook form to the new, but the rest are doo-doo. From radio to the video to Arsenio, tell me, yo, what's the scenario?
It didn't look like anyone had napped in there, no. So I probably should bring it in. Right?
I guess, yeah.
Put it in there, but you didn't see no one.
Possums will find a place to sleep.
Yeah, I don't
it's what they do.
Always want that to be our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So are there multiple cats in the neighborhood that are coming around now, or is it just that one white one?
That one white one's around the most. You've been seeing him like a lot.
Yeah, he wants to come inside, but our cat is not.
Not a fan.
Black with red. Yeah, there are still other cats around the neighborhood, but none of them are around and as friendly as that one is. But it's like, it's hard to even tell, like, is that cat a stray, or is it, you know, is it someone's cat that's just hanging out? There's no collar on it or anything like that, but
yeah,
like, every time, I've never had a cat with a collar on it, so...
When I was living over on Windsor Drive, there was a cat that someone who had moved out of there had just left behind, and it sort of wandered into our cul-de-sac, and like three of the four houses there all had cats and other pets, so everyone just started feeding it and just decided to take up residence there.
Yeah.
You know, it never went anything, but it just hung out in that area.
What if that cat belongs to someone?
Yeah, if it ends up at, animal control or whatever, then, unless it has a chip, then...
What if they give it to the pound?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the right thing to do. What that is.
Somebody in the chat just said that the cat owner got raptured.
A probable.
Yeah, very reasonable response.
Telling me this playing now Fantasy X 2.
Have you been playing more of it?
You know, I haven't played X 2 in about 2 weeks because I got really pissed off.
Oh yeah?
What was the catalyst? What was it that pissed you off?
The catalyst was I was doing a mission, as you do in that game, and they never really have you level up, kind of. They automatically level you up. So if you don't know your shit, and if you don't know about the dress gears, and if you don't know about the garment grids, which I am having trouble grasping, like, you can get really far in the game, and then all of a sudden a big boss comes, and you're dead, and you've lost all your progress. So I got really far, and I was getting really cocky, and I was like, yeah, bitch. And then, of course, some boss came.
That game, also.
It's pretty bad.
Except for Brother Dan. The only thing I like about it is the way Brother dances.
He keeps dancing after he dies. Did you talk about that?
No. That's him. I think it's important.
Yeah, it's after Brother dies, his ghost continues the dance.
It's actually his Sisyphean torment. He is forced to forever dance. The song never ends for him.
The one with the drums, the fireworks.
Yeah, that's the one with the song. Go.
like having to jump over stuff or do the, you know, shitty eyes or.
Yeah, the mini games are really the downside.
Find these fucking chocobos.
It always amuses me to listen to people talk about Final Fantasy because it's a series I have very little experience in. And just their description of those games comes out.
The 15 demo seemed kind of interesting.
Yeah. Like, I like the core concept behind that game of, like, a weird road trip RPG.
Yeah.
I just don't know if that style and sensibility of game is going to work for me, even with that premise.
Well, it's like, way more action-y. Combat is more combat-y than turn-based, like, menu, per se. But
It was never the combat that really bothered me. Like, I can deal with turn-based combat stuff. It was the, I don't know, like, everything from, like, the, once they kind of got out of the 2D era of Final Fantasy, this stuff drove me crazy. It just doesn't interest me.
Like a long breaks in the action anytime you summon anything.
Right.
All that stuff. It's like the sort of stuff that's like cool once. But then.
Yeah.
If 10 isn't an, it's a nostalgic thing. If it weren't for the nostalgia, it would probably be fucking
bad. Yeah. PlayStation JRPG I spent any time with really was Chrono Cross. Like, I pretty much went whole of that game. That was it.
Those Persona games are alright. They're just so particular in a lot of really crazy ways that they can be frustrating.
People are laughing at me across. Whatever, that was a good game. Don't judge me. The Red Hot Chili Peppers there. I was walking down the street the other day, yesterday, in my old neighborhood. There was a guy driving down the street blasting Give It Away Now, and he was doing the thing where his arm was out the window and he was like doing this to the Give It Away Now, like, I don't know, like really aggressively. It was kind of off-putting.
He was really excited.
Yeah.
Hearing Give It Away.
Evidently, yeah.
Something about having satellite radio to sell Chili Peppers. like it, originally it was kind of an indifference.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, maybe a couple of those songs are catchy, whatever. To just like, man, this was shit. Did you ever hear John Daly's fake Red Hot Chili Peppers song?
Yes. Abracadabra Fuller Fornia or whatever. Yeah. Yes, that was amazing.
Like, it's kind of the best Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you realize some things about that band upon listening to that, and you're like, oh, right, fuck. Like, the nightmarish formula at the heart of that band.
Well, I think especially after that one album that everyone had, it felt like they did, like, at some point you just said, all right, well, I'm just going to start fucking bebopping things that rhyme with California for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah. About satellite radio, you get to hear a lot of Drake.
That's cool.
A lot of opportunities to hear Drake rhyme.
No, I'm cool with that. I like that Drake. He's a handsome boy and quite the raper. I meant to say rapper. That came out wrong.
Yeah, no.
I don't know why that happened. Oops.
He's a nice Canadian boy.
Yes. Last night.
Perfect. Good.
This is going to be a great show.
Yeah, it's a good way to go into the show. Fucking dead, fucking tired. Confused about the time zone.
Sorry, Drake.
He's listening. Spends more time running through the six with his woes now after hearing what
yeah.
to say about him like that.
It's just going to be a whole bunch of really sad rapping about Terry on Drake.
Yeah.
It's all good. I'm getting it all out now before we
work out the kinks.
Yeah.
On your Drake material.
Period.
Yeah. That way when John Drake arrives.
Yeah. They're talking about vaping in the chat.
Yeah, they talk about that a lot.
It's all good.
Talk in this car.
Vape-related topics.
Yeah.
Did you talk about the one that you said?
What?
The YouTuber review.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, my little babies. Typical, like, brainless-sounding YouTube review. But is this woman reviewing vape rigs?
How are her reviews?
She calls her viewers babies.
Aww.
She opens it up and goes, hello, my little babies. She reviewed such reviews as the 50 Shades of Grey flavor.
Oh, that's the one she said, yeah.
Oh, is that real?
I don't think they're licensed, but yeah.
Oh, boy.
Real. It's real. You should check it out.
Yeah.
Oh, I plan to.
Yeah, I watched that and I was like, you know, I've never really smoked a cigarette in my life, but I think I'm going to get into vaping. I think that's maybe the way for me. Because I'm such a 50 Shades fan, how could I not? But yes, the vape, like names of flavors of e-liquid and names of places that sell vape-related items have become some of my favorite things.
Yeah, if you guys are wondering about the grocery hauls and where the hell they came from this brain right here.
Yeah.
Nobody would have known.
YouTube is a terrifying, just unfathomable nightmare.
It's, depending on where you're looking, it's like either, like it's uplifting in that it's real reality television. Like Fox
yes.
Theaters,
it is the most reality you will ever get.
It's way too real in a lot of cases.
Reality television is the way it is because that level of reality is not digestible by humanity.
No.
You can't deal with it.
You get it so fucking raw and uncut on YouTube that you just find channels with 200 videos, all of which have 11 views, and it's just like a goldmine of scary, scary reality.
Yeah. Did Vinny ever send you... I think he got it from Tim or Dan, one of them. This guy who his entire YouTube channel, at least what I saw of it, was him doing bass covers of classic rock songs.
Okay.
But he doesn't play the songs. He just starts playing weird, noodly, fucking like freestyle bass over classic rock songs.
Oh wow!
And it's none of it is even. It's like all atonal. Like
yeah.
Does not line up at all with the song.
It sounds really good.
It is astonishing. Everyone should go find those and watch them.
Because I did not invent grocery calls. Please do not think that.
No.
Please don't ever.
You were the discoverer.
Yeah.
Please
no,
don't ever think that.
The funny thing about that is, like, for, like, the number of grocery hauls that I kind of put out on the internet like that, there's still some stuff that is too real that I can't...
Can't put out there?
I can't direct other humans to because it would destroy both ends of things. People that viewed it and the people making the videos would be impacted too strongly.
Yeah. It is best that they remain in the current little bubble that they are
yeah.
and not be exposed to a greater audience because it would be bad for all involved.
Yeah. A lot of fragile mental states out there.
Yeah.
That probably would not benefit from the spotlight. Like, do you remember the video... There's the one girl doing the World of Warcraft video, and instead of cataclysm, she said cataclysm.
Yes.
And, like, people latched onto that video and started sending it around, and then she was really fucking bummed out and, like, was like, this is, like, ruining my life.
Yes.
I don't want to do that to anyone.
Like, that's a person who just made a minor mistake.
Yeah.
Not someone who has, like, legitimate issues. Because one thing we've definitely learned is the internet is incredibly sensitive to mental health problems. Thank you. there anything we can tell the chat today about what we're doing? Any sneak previews of what's to come? Why don't I just tell them what the opening segment is, since that's the thing I'm doing, and I'll just let people know what that is, and that's
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there's other stuff that involves poor food choices and
various other things. Yeah. But I will be debuting, not the full thing, but a brief taste of Blight Club today. We will be doing a quick bit with Blackwater, which Vinny and I will do a much longer video on that for our first real episode, but I wanted to give people a sense of what that's going to be, which is to say it's going to be me playing bad games with Vinny and guests.
Yeah.
Getting people around to come bring their own worst games they have ever played.
Hmm. Yeah.
I think that'll be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Cathartic.
Think, like, what the worst game I've ever played is.
There are probably a few, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know, the games I tend to dislike the most are usually not the worst games.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that I'm not framing this as it has to be broken. It has to be the worst experiences you've had playing video games.
It's a game that you hate.
Yes. And if it's awful on top of that, that's great. But, I'm not going to pull people in who hate, like, super beloved games and turn that into Blight Club. Like, that's not the thing. It's got to be kind of bad, at least.
Like, I think Yoshi's Island is a blight.
Yes. But that probably wouldn't qualify for this.
I don't know. The game's pretty bad.
Yeah, I got a couple of dozen games already that I could probably throw into that list. But I figure since we never quick-looked Blackwater, that would be a good starting point.
Yeah, I guess we didn't, did we? You reviewed it.
Yeah, like, they never sent us copies of that. I went and grabbed it.
Yeah.
Because I was morbidly curious about it. And oh boy, it exceeded my expectations.
We were in Target. Was that this week or was that last week? And they still have, like, the PC section with all the slot machine compilations and just all that garbage-ass stuff. I thought about buying a bunch of that just to get a look at it.
Yeah, the Best Buy in my neighborhood still has, like, a shelf of, like, old PC stuff. And, yeah, it is, like... It's a wasteland, the stuff they have on that shelf. It is stuff that I've never heard of, or is just so old and bizarre.
Yeah. I mean, that's where Big Rigs came out of. It was just sitting in a Walmart.
Yep.
Should we stop somewhere?
We're
dramatic?
Like, we're kind of stopped already, in a tunnel, so...
We're kind of between tunnels at the moment. Once we get past this part, it won't take too long for us to get to the office.
Yeah, we're probably like 15 minutes, 20 minutes maybe.
I'm just gonna undo my belt, but it's making it worse. It's making it a lot
harder.
I feel like that's too much water. That's my two cents.
They say you should drink, not that I'm doing this, but they say you should drink half your body weight in ounces. so I drink way more than that, but...
I don't even understand how that transition works.
So, like, okay, let's say that you weigh, like, whatever, like, 130 pounds. So you would drink top of 130.
Yeah.
65 ounces. I don't know. A lady gave me a massage, and that's what she said.
If you can't trust a massage lady, who can you trust?
Right? Yeah. That's what I thought.
Coffee is sort of like water, so I'll just drink that.
Yeah.
It's not good for being driving to San Francisco in rush hour, though.
True.
Yeah. Or for podcasting, as it turns out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I said, I drink a lot of tea. She said, well, that's a diuretic. So you should drink water instead of tea, because when you drink a diuretic, such as tea or coffee, it actually causes you to lose the volume of water that you're taking in.
Right.
Do they run it every night, or is it, you know?
I think it's every Saturday.
Oh, okay.
What, are they just, like, trying to contact the spirits of all the people who died of weed drugs in the 60s? Like, what's the...
It's this man takes you around Kate Ashbury, and he's a ghost hunter.
Mm-hmm.
However, 90% of his cases are not ghosts, are not real ghosts. 90%.
Mm-hmm.
So what his spiel is that he's trying to disprove that there are ghosts. And he's a ghost hunter slash historian. So as he's taking you on the tour of Kate Ashbury, he's telling you about, you know, the architecture and about people who have lived here, and, you know, you visit the Jonestown house.
Did he take you to any of the 10% places that are actually ghosts?
We stopped at a place where there was a poltergeist, and he said, does anybody feel anything in this area? Like, he's like, some people feel dizzy, and some people have been touched. And I was like, touched. I didn't feel anything. Saw where Charles Manson lived for 6 months.
I think I've seen that house too.
Yeah, it's like a kind of like a basement.
Yeah. My mom used to live in the Haight-Ashbury in the late 60s and early 70s.
It's beautiful. Like, the architecture's crazy.
Oh, yeah. And she lived in a really nice place, but, you know, everything was pretty cheap back then. And I guess the place that she used to live in just sold for, like, multiple millions of dollars recently.
Did she spend any time living with Charles Manson?
None that I'm aware of.
It is unbearably cold in Haight-Ashbury. That's what the guy is like, yes, it is very, it's freezing in Haight-Ashbury. Something about the way the fog settles.
It is kind of a little bit up on a hill there, yeah. Too, so that doesn't help.
Mm-hmm.
chat is mostly just debating the existence of ghosts right now. Do ghosts pee ectoplasm? An examination.
Go into a lobby and take a big
let you in unless you buy something, but oh, especially on this street because there's a lot of tourists around here. It's all good. So does Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It frightens me how much me and Dan have been. It's a little hurt.
Terror is the right response to that, for sure.
Light screen, let me go, dude. Get out of the road.
Don't stop for nothing.
Hit this little dog if I have to.
There you go. Perfect.
Have fun.
Oh, I will.
Someone in here was saying the E3 broadcast we did last year was the top Mixler stream last year.
That's seems likely.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to do? You want to fly down directly, or you
I decided to fly directly. I was looking at flight options, and it just, like, there were tons of flights available, so I figured I might as well just do that this year.
Yeah. Seemed like they were super cheap, like everyone was booking this week.
And yeah.
Everything was just...
Yeah, it was like, there were no crazy rates or anything, and ample availability.
Yeah, I think I'm going to drive either way. See if I can sucker anyone into going with me.
I bet Danny would roll down with you again.
Yeah, I'll ask. I don't know, he's got a, you know, now that he is, like, the primary
right
face for that site, like, if they're shooting anything weird around the show,
he might have to go down early.
There, but... Let's see if Greg's going.
I bet he will.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like there's kind of like this hit and miss of, like, developers of that size. Like, if they're not working on anything or shipping anything or showing anything.
Right.
Then at some point, it's like, well, why go? Like,
well, with Greg, though, I feel like there is a certain... There's a drive in him to just want to be at that show and just kind of see what's going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, I think some years, like Ed doesn't go.
Right.
If they're either, like, it's like they just shipped, so.
So he's probably not going this year.
That'd be my guess. Like, if he was going, it'd be just to hang out and have some meetings, maybe, talk to some people, but.
I just have the weirdest feeling about the show this year.
It's, I feel like it's kind of make or break in a weird way. And maybe it's always this way, but it just, the consoles feel like they're in a weird spot.
Most definitely. And it's not just one. It's like all of them are kind of fucked up in different ways.
It's like big games seem like precarious to a certain extent. Like, they're not doomed. They're not, you know, it's nothing dramatic.
Yeah, they've already sold a ton of consoles, but.
But you just look at that stuff and go, like, something here doesn't feel right. Like, there has to, like, it has to balance out in a way that it hasn't.
There is a larger spread of anxiety I'm sensing from, like, just about every major company, where it seems like they're all, like, kind of trying to figure out where they still fit.
Right, yeah. That's the invites and stuff that I've gotten so far for, like, pre-show events and stuff like that certainly indicate that more people are trying to get out in front of the show and show their shit.
Right.
But, like, there are so many of those events now that it's like I'm getting back to people and being like, no, like, I can't.
Yeah.
You know, there's a set of events that I will go to, but, like, some of this other stuff, like, just can't. I can't fly around the fucking world for a month before the show and see everything, you know? How was that?
Oh, it was glorious.
Yeah. Put your seatbelt on. Is like some of the invites I've gotten for pre-show events are games that are already announced and like I've already played and all this stuff, and there's like, hey, we're just showing our E3 content ahead of the show, if you want to come out and see it, shoot some interviews and stuff. It's like good at
some
point, like, why have the show?
I mean, I have the show because you are trying to also get all those GameStop managers and other people to see your stuff, but, you know, they're also desperately trying to get some attention ahead of the show from the outlets that are a little bit more
but the thing
prioritized.
That, well, the specific case I'm thinking about is a game that is fairly big. Not the hugest thing in the world, but it's like, it's big enough where you're like, no, like, this was a standout game last year.
Right.
This game is, like, pretty well known, and people will want to see it at the show. Like, you're not going to get totally lost.
Right. But I wonder if that anxiety is there anyway.
It totally is. Yeah, it absolutely is. Like, they showed the Call of Duty stuff before the show, you know? They did all that stuff.
Yeah, this felt like early for them to get out with that stuff.
A little bit.
I wonder if that's because Advanced Warfare was technically a down year for them.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, they're trying to drum up more interest further ahead.
Yeah, like, they put up, there's a pre-order page up on Steam for Black Ops 3, and they're already saying, like, hey, if you pre-order right now, you'll get items for use in Advanced Warfare. Like, come on.
All right.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
It's just, they have their shit together in, like, earlier in kind of a weird way.
Yeah.
But I guess that's the benefit of, like, them being able to take an extra year with their game, is they are probably much more firmed up in what they're doing, but
Yeah, I mean, when they went to the three studio system, you know, it sounds absurd to have three different studios working on the same franchise, but like that system seems like it's working out for them. Like
other than the part where it's been down for the last few years, like, yeah.
But like Advanced Warfare turned out to be a pretty great game, you know, and at the very least, like, it feels like they're taking their time on these things and they're trying to do more interesting stuff with them, hopefully.
Yeah.
And yes, like you said, that also gives PR people much more time to figure out how to approach these different projects.
Yeah.
Still think having three studios work on that thing is fucking ridiculous, but it's what makes them money, so...
Yeah... Next year's game will be interesting.
Yeah.
Considering, like, there's been even more turnover at Infinity Ward.
That's right.
And the Sledgehammer helped out with the last couple of those games that those guys did, right?
I think so, yeah.
Definitely they came in and cleaned up on Modern Warfare 3.
I think they did some cleanup on Ghosts, too, yeah.
So...
I want to say that was why Advanced Warfare, like, why the Sledgehammer game kind of got pushed off a few times.
Well, yeah, because they were working on that action-adventure thing, or whatever right. It was, that was supposed to happen, and then all the Infinity Ward stuff happened, so they needed bodies to come in and finish that game. Weird, you know, like the stuff that you think that they would have spun out of their own game, like they were supposed to have spun zombies out
right
by this point, like that I think at one point was the plan, but now that the franchise is like down, they just seem like more scared. It's like, okay, well, no, we've not only is zombies in this game, now it's in all of them, and now you can level up, and you know, like they're just blowing out that part of the game a little more. Like, I kind of want to know if EA is going to have anything of value.
Yeah, because, I mean, they obviously haven't shown much of Battlefront yet.
Right. But, you know, they kind of showed that at the Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
Like, a lot more, but, like, that's kind of become a known quantity.
They'll have their usual sports stuff.
Yeah, but then...
What else?
Like, Mass Effect is supposed to be up next out of those guys. Or they have their new IP thing.
But, like, are either of those things far enough along to actually show at this year's E3?
I would assume Mass Effect would have to be close. Like, are they done with Dragon Age DLC? Or they just put out some Dragon Age DLC, I think, recently?
Possibly. I kind of lost track of that game.
Yeah. And then, like... I mean, I assume they're doing Need for Speed.
Yeah, I mean, they took the year off, so in theory, they should have one ready to go.
Yeah. Like, that was supposed to be a two-studio rotation until Need for Speed the Run happened, and they said, oh, you guys can't get it done.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. Shut down Black Box, or dispersed Black Box.
Oh, the Run.
The Run.
The Run.
Game shipping on an engine that was not ready and arguably still isn't. It's just some shit that Frostbite was not built to do.
Some people are it seem like they're maybe panicking that we're not going to get there in time because the countdown has like half an hour left, but no, there's like some pre-show roll or something, right? Before this actually starts up.
Yeah, we're starting at 11.
Yeah, the show starts at 11 Pacific daylight.
The countdown says 10. We had talked about making sure the chat was up and functional by 10.
Yeah.
And to get that going, we probably have to change the time of the system, which is then changing the time of the promo, which shouldn't happen, but there you go.
That's just kind of where we're at. But yes, no, the actual broadcast will start at 11 o'clock. The pre-show match will be Dan versus Chris Waters in a Kiss My Arse match. Yeah, Cesaro will be there. Working the pre-show, like always.
Chinatown is pretty close. Like, this is sort of...
It's the vicinity of it.
Yeah. Near Union Square?
Union Square, yeah. Union Square is like down to the right. And then here's this elementary school that looks like a cross between a shitty Southern California business park, a prison, and like the world's worst apartment complex.
Winning combination.
Yeah. I swear, those kids are never in school or never staying. Like, I feel like a couple times a week I see kids lining up, getting on a bus, walking up the street, like some kind of field trip type thing. It's weird.
Because the Gold Club is by our office.
Yeah.
But, most of them are over here.
And then there's the New Century.
Oh, the New Century. Just the scummiest place.
Yeah. I went in there once and had to leave.
Like, instantly.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to be here. You guys have a good night. I'm gonna go.
Are they only topless, or are they all nude?
Depends if they want to serve alcohol or not.
Oh, right.
So you'll have some places that are bars that just do topless and then the full-on strip club. So generally, as I understand it, the progression is you go to the topless one to get drunk and then go, all right, let's go to a strip club.
Old pro.
That's me, Mr. Strip Club, they call me.
I think I've been inside a strip club since I was like 20.
I have never been inside one.
I thought.
I went to like some really shitty bikini bar, but it wasn't even topless. was real depressing. They didn't even serve liquor, so it was just wine and beer.
Wine and beer and bikinis.
And bikinis. The girls look real pissed off. I mean, I guess I would be too.
Yeah.
Like, just constantly thinking about the decisions they made in their life that led to this moment.
Uh-huh.
Like, well, now, here I am.
Like, nobody was having fun in there.
Everyone was there because they needed something.
The men were all, like, bleary-eyed and frowning. And
just, you could tell they had been there for hours.
Not seen one tid.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, it's like, they wonder if they're there because they don't have the means to get anywhere else. So it's just like, that's their local stop. Or they've been 86'd from every legitimate strip club in the vicinity, and this is all they have left. Yeah, sure. Just, I mean, the lanes are only a suggestion. Just fucking weave around where you want.
There's no law in this town.
It's like people want to be hit here.
Yeah.
Especially the pedestrian.
Some stuff that made it clear that he was unhappy, and then it all just kind of vanished. Now, if only Lil Wayne could vanish.
Oh, I like Lil Wayne.
He's bad.
He seems like he's got a heart of gold.
There's a sprightly quality to him that I appreciate, but I do not generally enjoy his music.
Heart has since been replaced by Cody.
Mm.
Styled in this town.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, the people who aren't trying to be styled are styled.
How dare you call it merely a town?
I'm sorry.
Whatever, this is a toy city.
At the gas station. Did you drink this whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I assure you that's not unusual for these drives.
I just need to open it at a certain point in the drive. If I start drinking it the second I get in the car, then the realities of bathroom stuff means I'm probably gonna stop.
Good.
Bathroom realities are dark realities.
Yeah.
Press juice or juice cleanse.
they're tearing this whole area apart because they're putting in like a huge bus terminal and then a bunch of underground public transit that leads to the bus terminal. So it's been a nightmare for here for the last year and a half or 2 years or something.
When I was here a few weeks ago, some lady stopped me in the street and was just like, "You, do you know what they're doing here?" I'm like, "No. Why would I know?"
"You, person I don't know and have never encountered in my life.
But what are they doing?
I demand
here?
Answers!" Help.
But I guess, like, that's a good sign. Maybe I didn't look like a Taurus.
Asshole and his fucking Prius turning right from a non-turn lane. Dick. Fuck that shit.
I don't think he heard you.
Well, let's go run him off the road.
Alright.
Alright. We're here. You want to turn that thing off?
Yeah.
Alright, everybody, the show will start at 11, but Chad will be up at 10-ish, so... yeah.
Later.
See ya.